Welcome to the Cav Roundup. I'm Sergeant Jesse Granger. Today we'll bring you updates from around Multinational Division Baghdad, and we'll hear from the MNDB Commander, Major General Joseph Phil. You're listening to the Cav Roundup. Coalition and Iraqi troops uncovered a weapons cache hidden in a mosque last week. The Iraqi Army soldiers with the 9th Iraqi Army Division entered the mosque after the joint patrol had taken small arms fire and gave chase to their assailants who fled to the House of Worship. The U.S. troops with the 2nd Battalion 8th Cavalry Regiment confiscated the weapons stash, which included 7 AK-47 assault rifles, 300 rounds of AK-47 ammunition, and improvised explosive device-making material. The soldiers also detained one suspect who is being held for further questioning. Multinational Division Baghdad attack helicopter crews killed 4 insurgent fighters last week. The insurgents launched rockets toward a U.S. forward operating base on Thursday morning. The Apache crews with the 1st Attack Battalion 227th Aviation Regiment obtained positive identification of the attackers and were cleared to fire on the vehicle. The Apache crew then engaged the vehicle, destroying it and killing the insurgents inside. Clearing operations continue in the southern Baghdad district of Rashid. Sergeant Holly Jensen has the latest from the Dora neighborhood.
Soldiers with the 4th Dragon Brigade combat team captured a terrorist cell in Dora over the weekend. The 1st Battalion, 28th Infantry Regiment troops received a tip from a concerned local citizen about the location of a roadside bomb on Saturday. The soldiers immediately responded, tracking down the bomb, an explosively formed penetrator, and followed the command detonation wire to a nearby house. Inside the house, the 128 troops discovered a weapons cache and materials used to assemble more EFPs. The soldiers also detained 3 suspects who were being held for further questioning. Sergeant Holly Jensen, 7th MPAD, Baghdad.
With the troop surge in full swing as of mid-June, there are already some promising signs of progress in the capital city. That, according to the commander of the 1st Cavalry Division and Multinational Division Baghdad, Major General Joseph Phil. Recently, he spoke with reporters during a Pentagon press brief and had this to say about the progress in Baghdad.
And some wonder, are we progressing fast enough? Are we ahead? Are we on track? This is a fight against extremists. It's a fight to put power back into the hands of the average Iraqi citizen and to give them a vote and a voice in their own future without intimidation or fear.
Phil added that from what he's seeing, the clear, hold, and build tactics are working in the capital city.
I see progress, a steady progress, in every neighborhood that we've cleared and then established a full-time presence. We continue to move forward not only in security, but in the development of infrastructure and essential services, local economies, and local governance as well.
We'll have more from MND Baghdad's commanding general tomorrow. That's it for today's Cav Roundup. From Baghdad, I'm Sergeant Jesse Granger.